Welcome again and shalom in Jesus' name. Listeners of Community Discovery Bible Study that is based on Faith Roots Dimensions, I want to welcome you to a very important session. This is now what we are calling instructional or relational instructions. How different groups relate with each other to access the kingdom of God. I want you to pay attention here because we are going to look at five groups or five levels that each one of us can be able to relate. The first, yesterday we looked at how we relate personally or individually. How do we relate? That's what we are calling the personal instructions. These are the what we were calling the practical instruction yesterday. They were for the individuals. And today, or this session, we want to look at the level of a family or level of a cell church, a level of how the community of faith, when small groups comes together, how do they relate? How do they relate with each other so that they can be able to acquire and they can be able to access the power of God or the kingdom of God? Remember the Bible, we were reminded that we were transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And we have the dual citizens or citizenship. And there are what Christ has done for us. And we also reminded there's what our mentors have done for us. Paul says he was contending. And we were told now we are supposed to do something individually. And Paul have been looking at it from there. And there were some practical responses. There were some theological responses. And now there are what we're calling practical responses. That's what we saw yesterday. But now we want to look at how we ought to know, what we ought to know and what we ought to do and to be as a community of groups. Then we want to go to the household level, how families, how wives, how husbands are supposed to do, are supposed to know and do and be, how children, how slaves, how people who are working, how mentors, how mentees. But this session, let's start this with the Colossians chapter 3, and let's go from verses 12. I know you had mentioned that as past from there in the previous one, but let's just start there, which talks about us now as a community. Let's look at that as a community. How ought we live relationally? Therefore, as children chosen by God, or as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved community, clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, with humility, with gentleness, and with patience. You see, as a community, when we are living together, because we are chosen, because we are holy, because we are dearly loved, we need to relationally do something. It is also very practical. Clothe yourself with compassion. You take compassion as a cloth. We take compassion, we take kindness as a cloth. Clothe yourself. Clothe yourself with humility, gentleness, and with patience. These are the fruit of the Spirit. Then, says, bear with each other and forgive each other if any of you has a grievance against someone else. Forgive as the Lord forgave. So here, he talks about forgiving. This is within the community of believers. Forgive each other. Bear with each other. Release those grievances from each other. Make a room for others to hurt you. Now that is the most critical word. Make room for others' weaknesses, for others' to harm you. Can you imagine? Paul says that in your heart, I must make room for the others' hurtings, that people are going to hurt me. So I must prepare a room for them. I think that is something worthy investigating more. How do we make room so that when you're living together as brothers and sisters, as believers in the body of Jesus Christ, I am not expecting that I will not be hurt. Or rather, I am expecting that I will be hurt. So I've already made some room. And when I am hurt, I'll not be surprised. Because I've already said, even if they hurt me, I'll forgive them. That clothing with humility, with patience, with gentleness, is part of making room for them. So if there's any grievance against, forgive, just as the Lord forgave you. And over all those virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Put love together as a community of faith. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you are called to peace. So you allow the peace of God to rule over the community of believers, because you are called to peace as the body of Christ. And be thankful. Let the messages of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish each other with all wisdom through psalms, through hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. So you see, he's saying that you let the message of God dwell in you richly. Now, this is what you're doing. Just allowing this word of God proactively. We're not reading the word of God just to tell others, but we want the word of God to be part of us. We let it dwell. We study it, not just for mind, but to experience God, because the word of God is God. As a team, so that we can also be able to admonish, because you have got the messages of God or the message of Christ to dwell in us. We can be able to use it to teach and to admonish others with all wisdom through psalms, through songs, through hymns and spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in our hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it with all, in all the, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and God our Father through him. So this is what we are talking about. As a community of believers, we need to relationally live together. What about now in small groups as families? Now then he comes to give instructions for the households, the family. He says, wives, submit yourself to your husband as fitting in the Lord. So he starts with wives. Submit to your husband. Then he says, husband, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Then he goes to children. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Then he goes to the fathers. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Very relational instructions. Then he comes to slaves. Slave, also working, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes is on you, and to carry their favor. No, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for their wrongs, and there is no favoritism. And therefore he finishes by saying, Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. So, in short, as we look at it today, as we conclude, he is looking at the relationships within a small group. This is in summary. Within the body of Christ, what we call the community of believers, how we ought to live because we are called to peace, how we need to clothe ourselves, what we need to do, what we need to know. Then he comes to the household. He comes to family, individuals, how individuals ought to relate with one another, wives and husbands, children and parents, fathers and their children, slaves and masters. And this is very, very relational and very practical way how we can live relationally. May God give us the grace to do that. And when you do that, we will be able to access the help that God has given us. We have been transferred and we are living in heaven. And I put our minds there so we can be able to access it by the grace of God. Father, by your grace, we want to entrust ourselves to you. Just allow us, our Father, to be able to live together in humility, in compassion with one another, as husbands and as wives, as children, as fathers, as mothers, Lord, as slaves and as masters. Help us to live as one another in regard of you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.